This is Jim Engster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana. And Reggie Brown is with us, Major Reginald R. Brown, Sr., 18 years constable of Baton Rouge, now retired. And his book is My Bicycle Journey. And Constable Brown wants us to know that all proceeds will go to the St. Vincent de Paul of Baton Rouge Society. So that's a nice gesture on your part.
And Thank you. I thought it was appropriate. I thought that was an appropriate thing to do for that. I've been involved in volunteer work and through volunteerism and a lot of other contributions in our community has been the path that I've chosen to travel. And St. Vincent de Paul I've been associated with for a little over 30 years.
Well, Reggie Brown was named constable in 2000, just recently left office, and there have been some other notables in our community who have held that position. And for those unfamiliar with the office of constable, you knock on a few doors every now and then, don't you?
Oh, definitely, most definitely.
So you were on your bicycle going door to door, weren't you?
Almost, not actually. That probably would have happened at the sheriff's office more likely than at the constable's office. But when we when I went to work there, but my bicycle was an instrument that helped get me started when I had no other transportation.
The book is My Bicycle Journey by Reginald Brown, 18 years constable. And born in the year of 1946, the same year that gave us Bill Clinton, Donald Trump, George Bush, three U.S. presidents, you did pretty well, too. Some would say maybe better than the others.
I think I've done pretty well. I feel pretty comfortable, although there's room to do better. And I try in these last few days I have here to make a better life for those that come after me than I found.
Well, during your course of leadership, you got to rub shoulders with some of the great lights and show business and athletics, politics. Here's one with you and James Brown.
Yeah.
And you look like you really feel good shaking the hand of James Brown. Not the former Secretary of State and Insurance Commissioner either. This is, and not the former NFL running back, the greatest player of them all. This is James Brown.
Definitely. James Brown was a gentleman I met early in life, and actually doing various concerts, I became involved with helping to promote some of his concerts. As a matter of fact, we brought him to Southern University. I think it was his first trip there. After meeting him at the Independence Hall, and seeing him on other tours. But he was a person that I admired a lot because he gave back to this community, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, period, benefited a lot from James Brown's visits here because whatever he made, he left some of it here for the persons here.
Tell us about 100 Black Men and your involvement with that organization.
It's amazing you said that. I was just talking to someone, and I talked about Brace Godfrey, who brought 100 Black Men to Baton Rouge, and I happened to be one of the original organizers of board members that Brace selected when he charted that Metro 100 Black Men of Baton Rouge, or Metropolitan Baton Rouge. It has made a huge difference. Matter of fact, I had a young man that I talked to several weeks ago, and he talked about how it helped him. And he, by the way, just graduated from McKinley High School in 2015 and from Yale this year. And he said the path that 100 Black Men provided him helped him journey that path.
Well, you've had quite a voyage, and it's all told in My Bicycle Journey from Reginald Brown, and there have been great triumphs and tragedies, and you note that you lost a son.
Exactly. My son, my firstborn, Reginald R. Brown, Jr., 38 years old when he lost his life in an unfortunate DWI accident, and he had one daughter. And She just graduated last year from Xavier University in New Orleans, and we worked very hard to make sure that we helped Chelsea maneuver through her path in life. And like her dad, she's a chip off the old block. She wants to give back to the community as a professional in psychology and evaluation with kids.
I'm sure you think of Reggie Jr. every day.
Definitely. He's, matter of fact, just looking at pictures of him reminds me a lot of the times we had together, because I coached him in football, and then he helped coach his younger brother in football and many others, but his fame was basically in baseball because it's what he loved. And the number of young people that I've grown to know after his passing, that parents have come and said, you know, your son made a difference in my son's life. And that's what I think he would have liked to have been remembered by. There was a statement he had on his wall in his office, in the district attorney's office. It's not how much he'd like to not be remembered by, how much money he made, what kind of house he lived in, or what kind of car he drove, but what kind of contributions he made to help make quality of life a little bit better for others, and particularly in youngsters. And that's basically the way he lived.
Reginald Brown Sr. Grew up in Rosedale, graduated from high school in 1964, and then not much after that, you came to Baton Rouge, where you've been ever since. That's over 50 years now.
Definitely. My mother taught school. Matter of fact, I started school right on South 13th Street at Miss Judy's Kindergarten, and from there to Perkins Road Elementary, first and second grade. But my mother was teaching in a rural parish in Maringouin, Louisiana, at a school called Upper Maringouin Elementary. And I was staying with my grandmother and grandfather. She would come home on weekends. And I told her I wanted to go to school where she taught. And she told me that would take an awesome sacrifice there because of the conditions in going to school there. They didn't have the facilities that they had here in Baton Rouge. And I told her, well, if she could do it, then I wanted to do it. But being a firm person, my mother was a United States Army veteran of World War II.
Your mom?
Yeah, definitely. She was in the WAC, the Women's Army Corps, from 1942 to 1944. And she would oftentimes remind me, I spent 2 years, 2 months, 14 days, and a few hours in the United States Army. And what it stood for.
You went in the Army, didn't you?
No. My brother did. I didn't.
Okay. Well, Reggie Brown, you have had a life like few others in Baton Rouge, and you remember the days when our community was segregated, and now it is not. But quite often we have whites and blacks in the same place, but not really associating with one another. We've got some miles to travel, but are things better or are they not?
Things are better. Things are better, and I can attest to that. Being a witness, I've seen some certain things that improvements, great improvements. Is there room to improve more? Certainly. But we've come a long ways. We've got a long ways to go, but we have come a long ways.
What do you think the biggest challenge right now in our community is?
I think the biggest challenge in our community today is a key thing, is education. And that's helping people realize to embrace or reach their goals or their dreams in life, the key to it is education. And not only that, the key to education lays a foundation under a person that no one can take from them. You get a job, you might be able to lose that job for some reason or another, but if you got a good education, chances are you're going to maintain a good job. You show me a person that's got an education, that's got a job, that's working, I'll show you a person that's headed in the right direction and is less likely to have problems out there that they can't address.
A listener notes the holiday helpers that you were intricately involved with, and you were involved in some places that are no longer with us, like Inn on the Lake in 1987 and the Belmont in 88, Prince Murat, 92 through 97. But nonetheless, you served a lot of people, well over 100,000 people, didn't you?
Oh, definitely. Holiday Helpers was dream that we started just from a conversation over dinner at a table at the Inn on the Lake. And ironically, individuals there sometimes say, well, when you all left the Inn on the Lake, they closed. You went to the Belmont, they closed. You left the Prince Buret, they closed. I said, well, it wasn't because of holiday helpers per se, but it was the times. I said, but the best thing that came out of that was that I think Mayor Tom Ed McHugh then said, bring holiday helpers down to the Centroplex. That's what it was called then. This is a citywide dinner. This is where it needs to be, and it opens the doors of opportunity for everyone because that's where people came in to eat dinner. You needed no identification. You needed no reservations.
Well, Reggie Brown, thanks for being with us. Let's look forward to another visit from the man who has given us My Bicycle Journey, a book that is available for public consumption. And it's always a pleasure to hear from Reggie Brown.
Thank you very much.
And tomorrow's the 57th birthday of the prominent lobbyist, former Democratic Party head in Louisiana, Jim Nickel. And also, it'll mark 5 years since the Piccadilly at Westmoreland closed. What a tragedy. Signature support for Talk Louisiana comes from Brian Lowe Financial. Stay tuned.